కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతరిదయావకాశ కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రదేశ మాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంచ రథాంగ శంక గదాధరం ధారణ్య గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశ మాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంచ రథాంగ శంక గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశ మాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంచ రథాంగ శంక గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంతి కేచిత్ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశ స్వదేహాంతర హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశ మాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం స్వదేహాంతర్దయావకాశే ప్రాదేశ మాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కంజరథాంగ శంఖ సాగరం దారణయాస్మ
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ కేచిత్ others swadeha antah within the body hridaya avakashe in the region of the heart pradesha matram measuring only 8 inches purusham the personality of godhead vasantam residing Chatuhubhujam, with four hands, Kanja, lotus, Ratha Anga, the wheel of a chariot, Shankha, conch shell, Gadadharam, and with a club in the hand, Dharanaya, conceiving that way, Smaranti, Do meditate upon him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart and measuring only 8 inches, with 4 hands carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a conch shell and a club respectively. Purport. The all-pervading personality of Godhead resides as Paramatma in the heart of each and every living entity. The all-pervading personality of Godhead resides as Paramatma in the heart of each and every living entity. The measurement of the localized personality of Godhead is estimated to expand from the ring finger to the end of the thumb, more or less 8 inches. The form of the Lord described in this verse with distribution of different symbols, beginning from the lower right hand up and down to the lower left hand with lotus, wheel of a chariot, conch shell and a club respectively, is called Janardhan, or the plenary portion of the Lord who controls the general mass. There are many other forms of the Lord with varied situations of the symbols of lotus, conch shell, etc. And they are differently known as Purushottama, Achyuta, Narsimha, Trivikrama, Rishikesha, Keshava, Madhava, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarshana, Sridhara, Vasudeva, Damodara, Janardana, Narayana, Hari, Padmanabha, Vamana, Madhusudana, Govinda, Krishna, Vishnumurti, Adhokshaja and Upendra. These 24 forms of the localized personality of Godhead are worshipped in different parts of the planetary system, and in each system there is an incarnation of the Lord having a different Vaikuntha planet in the spiritual sky, which is called the Paravyoma. There are many other hundreds and scores of different forms of the Lord, and each and every one of them has a particular planet in the spiritual sky, of which this material sky is only a fragmental offshoot. The Lord exists as Purusha, or the male enjoyer, although there is no comparing him to any male form in the material world. But all such forms are Advaita, non-different from one another, and each of them is eternally young. The young Lord with 4 hands is nicely decorated as described below.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart and measuring only 8 inches, with 4 hands carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a conch shell and a club respectively. Hare Krishna. So a warm welcome to all the devotees for today's Sunday feast Bhagavatam class. I beg the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present, my father, all the senior Vaishnavas, and all those who are watching online also, I request for blessings before speaking on this topic. So, the background of this particular verse is in the previous chapter, Sukhdev Goswami has been speaking about the process of Ashtanga Yoga. As some of the speakers have been explaining before this, that Sukhdev Goswami is speaking before a very varied audience. You know, he's speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, but there's a very varied audience there. There will be people who are jnanis, who are Ashtanga yogis, who will be pure devotees of the Lord. So many different varieties of people are there. So, pandering to the tastes of the different audience, Sukhdev Goswami is also touching on Ashtanga yoga before he goes into pure bhakti. So, prior to this, he has spoken about the process of Ashtanga Yoga, the yogis who meditate on the universal form. So the first chapter, good part of it covered the description of the universal form. And in this verse and from this verse onwards, he speaks, in this chapter, he speaks about those who meditate on the Lord within the heart. That's the name of the chapter. And in this, from this verse to the 11th verse, which is the 8th verse, so 8, 9, 10, 11, next 4 verses, there is a description given of the Paramatma. Okay, so this is, for many of us, there is this confusion. For many of us, there is this confusion that मैं ही भगवान हूँ, you know, some people feel कि, you know, हम सब भगवान ही हैं, so there is a lot of confusion. क्या है कि if we don't understand clearly there what is the difference between atma and paramatma, there is a tendency for us to get confused. So we know that the soul, the atma, resides within the region of the heart, and paramatma also resides within the region of the heart. They are 2 separate entities who are residing. So, you know, if we read the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we actually get a lot of clarity. Bhagavad Gita is very clear about everything. But we, unfortunately, many of us don't have access to it. Many of us have access, but we don't read it. Many of us read it, but we read only first few lines and then we give up. Some of us go beyond first few lines, but then after that we give up. You know, ki to bahut heavy hai. It's too heavy, you know, I can't understand. And it is natural also, because Bhagavad Gita can be heavy if we don't have proper guidance. That is why Guru is needed. Otherwise, you know, if everyone could just pick up a textbook and read, why would we need universities? That's why we need temples. That's why we need gurus who can explain. So, in this particular section, description of the Paramatma is given. So the Supreme Lord Krishna, He is so merciful. One of the qualities we say that Lord, we said, no, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. What is the meaning of Karuna Sindhu? Karuna Sindhu means He is an ocean of compassion. Ocean. Why we say that? Why? What is the reason for us to say that Krishna is so compassionate? What He has done to be so compassionate? Kya? क्या कारण हो सकता है? What could be the reason why we say Krishna is so compassionate? Because the Lord, He has created a material world specifically for us. You may say, अरे What is it? Why he's created for us? Because we are all actually originating from the spiritual world. We are associates of the Lord. But we have decided that no, we don't want to serve the Lord. We want to enjoy separately. Okay, you want to enjoy separately? Here is the material world. So material world has been created because of our desire. Otherwise, there's no need for it. Because we have it. So he's created material world. So he could have created material world and said, Jao, Jio, go live there. Abhi humko kya hai? Jao. But no. When he creates a material world, he is present here everywhere. He is present as the all-pervading, impersonal Brahman also. He is present as Paramatma. It is described in Bhagavatam that within each atom and the space between the atoms, the Paramatma is present. The localized, presence of the Supreme Lord as Paramatma is present. But beyond that, now you may say that, okay, he is present around everywhere. He is also present in the heart of every living entity. That's why I read that second time in the purport, if you notice. He is present in everyone's heart. Everyone. Not just human beings. Not just Indians. Indians ke heart mein Paramatma rehta hai. Kisi aur ke? Koi aur rehta hai. Ya Sanatani ke heart mein sirf Paramatma rehta hai. Baaki kisi ke? No. He is present in every living entity's heart. Whether it is human being, or it is an animal, or it is a goat, or it is a chicken, it is a fish, it is a, whatever you say. He is present in everyone's heart. Soul is also, Atma is present in every living entity, and Paramatma is also present in every living entity. So, we have to understand that how merciful he is present as the maintainer of the universe everywhere. Paramatma and Brahman present everywhere, but he's also there in everyone's heart. In the Gita, Krishna says in two places he mentions. First, he says in 15.15, Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So, he says, Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto. I am residing in everyone's heart. Sarvasya. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto. And matta, from me comes matta smritir jnanam apohanam. Smritir means memory. Jnanam means knowledge. Apohanam means forgetfulness. So memory also comes from him. Forgetfulness also comes from him. Knowledge also comes from the Paramatma residing. So the soul jumps from one body to another body to another body. We know. Dehinasmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapte. So we keep switching from one body to the other. It is like people switch from one mobile phone to another phone. Ye phone abhi juna ho gaya, fik do isko. Naya phone. Right? Because the phone stops working at some point. However good your phone may, you may have iPhone 14 Pro Plus. Latest version, shining, ded lakh wala. But that also after 5-6 years will stop working. And then at some point, you have to decide ki abhi isko aur tikau, thoda maintenance karke, ya isko de chhodne du. Like that. You have to decide. So, of course, in our case, we don't get to decide that. Someone else decides. Who decides? Prakriti decides. Prakriti decides on whose permission, on whose direction. On the Lord's direction, right? That the Lord is also the controller of Prakriti, material nature. So, He is residing in everyone's heart and He gives us memory, knowledge and forgetfulness. So, when we go from one body to the other body, the Paramatma carries the subtle body and the Atma from one body to another. And in the next body, whatever desires we may have had, in our previous life, like in this life, we may feel ki yaar mujhe na computer engineer banna tha yaar nahi ban paya, main to civil engineer ban gaya, right? Ya mujhe doctor banna tha lekin main to physiotherapist ban gaya, So we may have so many desires in our heart, and if we carry those desires throughout our life, at the end of life when we leave the body, if we have done enough tapasya in this lifetime, next life your desire might be fulfilled. Who fulfills? Who reminds? Paramatma resigns. So, in another verse, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshu Arjuna Tishtati. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings. Listen to the wordings, they're very important. Bhagavad Gita, no, each verse has some nice meaning for us. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of the living, of all living entities. Wandering. Hum log jo yahan wahan firte hain. It has been directed by the Paramatma, who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. So, the Supreme Lord is residing as Paramatma in everyone's heart and is directing the wanderings. Hum log jahan jahan jana chahte hain, He is directing us. And He is so compassionate. We may say that how He is compassionate. So the Lord does not distinguish ki I will only be in the heart of the human beings because they have at least potential to understand who I am. Baki log to samajh bhi nahi payenge ki ye kaun hai. So animals ko rehne do. Animals, plants, insects, fish, ye sab rehne do. I'll be only with the humans. No. He is residing in everyone's heart. Even the worm, chokkira, the worm which is found in stool, the Lord is residing in that worm's heart also. Directing the wanderings of that worm also. That worm also needs knowledge about where to go. You know, he is the instinct. You know, we see animals are driven by instinct. Have you ever seen animals sitting down and, you know, attending school? Chalo bachcho, abhi, school jane ka time ho gaya. The lion rounds up, lioness rounds up all the lion cubs. Chalo beta, abhi school jane ka time. Kabhi suna hai, kabhi dekha hai. Have you ever seen a giraffe, you know, kid running to school or an elephant's child running to school? Have you seen the parents sitting and instructing them? Dekho beta, ye hota hai lion, isse bachke rehna. The moment they are born, they already know that they have to save their lives. Isn't it amazing? That the moment they are born, they already know how to eat, sleep, mate and defend. The software is already there inside. So literally, sometimes, you know, you see on these channels, no? Discovery Channel and all that. And that you see that the animal is literally born. Human beings is the only species, you will see. Human beings are the only species where after we are born, for 6 to 8 months, the child is completely helpless. Usko to khada rehne ko bhi nahi hota hai. Right? 8 mahine ke baad, bachcha thoda khada rehke haath pakad ke chalna chalo karta hai. Till then, they cannot even stand. But animal species, the moment they land on the floor, immediately wo log khade ho jate hain and they start walking and within few minutes they start running also. Why? Because if they don't run, the lion will eat them first. Who is teaching them? Who is giving them this instinct? This instinct of how to eat, where to eat, how to sleep, how to mate and how to defend oneself is already there in every living entity. Just naturally it is there. So this is coming from the Paramatma. So he's so compassionate that he's there with everyone. We may have, see, forget about the animals, even human beings, we have no consciousness of Paramatma. Hame to pata hi nahi hai ki Bhagwan hamare hriday mein vas karte hain. Vasante is there in this verse, right? Vasantam, Purusham Vasantam, he's residing in the heart. Vasantam means living. He's living there with us. Hamare ghar mein Bhagwan, hamare hriday ke ghar mein Bhagwan bhi vas karte hain, but hame uska gyan hi nahi hai. So what to speak of animals? But still he is there. So this instinct that we see in animals is coming from Paramatma. He is there to ensure that every living entity is taken care of. We say, no, maintainer of the universe, koi khane wali cheez nahi hai. It's not so easy to say maintainer of universe means what? Every living entity must have food. Are we providing food for the birds? Are we providing food for the insects? For all the ants? For the billions of ants which may be there just in this Radha Gopinath complex? उनके लिए हम प्रसाद दे रहे हैं एक तरह से. अगर प्रसाद वेस्ट करते तो वो लोग जाके खा लेते हैं, वेस्ट मत करना. बट यू नो दी एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज प्रोवाइडेड बाय द लॉर्ड, ही इज मेंटेनिंग एवरीबडी. नन ऑफ अस आर डूइंग इट. ऑल द एनिमल्स वी आर ओनली किलिंग देम, वी ओनली हैव द जॉब ऑफ किलिंग देम, बट दे आर मेंटेनिंग देमसेल्व्स. यू सी लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल काफ, वी गिव दिस एग्जाम्पल नो, कि कर्मा तो आपको ढूंढ ही लेगा. आप कहीं पे भी अपने कर्म से बच नहीं सकते. यू कैन नॉट हाइड फ्रॉम योर कर्मा. वी से एंड द एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन ऑफ अ काफ. द काफ, इवन इफ यू लीव अ काफ अमंगस्ट अ 1000 काउस, एंड इट्स अ ट्रू फैक्ट, यू कैच अ काफ इफ इट इज सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम इट्स मदर काउ, इफ यू पुट इट इन अ मिडस्ट ऑफ 1000 काउस, इट गोज एंड फाइंड इट्स मदर, बिकॉज अदर काउस विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट. वो अपने ही मां को जाकर ढूंढ लेते हैं. So this is called homing instinct. They're able to home in. They're able to go and find their mothers. Isn't it amazing? Similarly, we see birds. You know, there are birds which fly thousands of miles. You know, they call this bird migration. They migrate from the north. They come towards south when it is very cold in the north. If they're staying in the northern part of the hemisphere and it is very cold, they come from northern hemisphere to southern hemisphere, which is effectively thousands of miles. Thousands. But they come, they spend time in the summer here, and then they fly back to their exact same nest from where they started. Homing instinct. So all of these are just examples of how the Lord is present in everyone's heart, ensuring that they have what it takes to survive. They just have that instinct to survive. It is said that the Paramatma, in the Gita again it is mentioned, Upadrishta Anumanta. Upadrishta means what? Upadrishta means overseeing. What is he overseeing? Paramatma is overseeing. Overseeing what? Overseeing means aisa jo chal raha hai usko aisa dekhna upar se. To see kaun kar raha hai? Who is seeing? If someone is overseeing, it's like if there is a manager who is a manager of managers who's overseeing that managers are doing properly, then who is the manager? Anybody? Who is the manager? Prakriti. Prakriti is managing the material world, and the Paramatma is Upadrishta, is overseeing everything, that everything is going properly. As per the karma and the desire of the living entity, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. So as per the desire and as per the karma of the living entity, are they receiving everything properly? So he is Upadrishta. He is also Anumanta. Anumanta means permitter. So oversee karna ek cheez hai, but permission dena alag cheez hai, giving permission. So you may have any desire. You may have desire that I want to be born, my next life let me be born in Antilla. Antilla kidhar hai? The Big Shot's house. Let me be born there. My next life, I want to be born there. But you may have any desire, but along with desire, we need to deserve also. We have to have appropriate karma. Bank balance nahi hai, to aap dukaan mein jaake apna debit card flash karoge, to wo bolega, saab, aapka card reject ho gaya. Right? Anumanta nahi hai wo. So the Lord is also the permitter who ensures that living entities get what they desire, but as per their prarabdha, as per their karma. And he is also the source of all memory and forgetfulness. Like we said, Smritir Jnanam Apohanam. So, you know, sometimes people are very proud of the fact that, I have great memory. I am Shrutidhar. I remember there was one person in my college. So there are some people, I say, bahut kam rehte hain log, and they are immediately people, they become very unpopular with people, who are very proud of themselves. See, in this world, actually even Supreme Lord Krishna, he can tolerate any mistake of his devotees. Any. Matlab, he will forgive. But he doesn't like pride. Krishna cannot tolerate pride within a devotee. The moment we become pride, immediately, aisa pachak dete apne ko, aisa ron dete hain. So we can't be proud. But there was this person, I remember, in my college. So he would say that, you know, I remember everything. I have a photographic memory. See, it's one thing to have a photographic memory that padte hi sab yaad aa jata hai. Ye lecture mein jo bhi Prabhu ji ne bola, ek ek shabd mein bata sakta hu. Wo ek cheez hota hai. Lekin wo bolna alag cheez hota hai na. To say that I have a photographic memory. But we have to understand that this memory also is given by the Paramatma only. It's very interesting. We carry, our subtle body along with the soul. The subtle body goes from one body to the other. The mind, intelligence and false ego goes from this body to the other body. Now, if this is going, you may say that how come I don't remember where I was in my last life? There are very few people who have memory of their previous life. Hai na? How come you don't remember? Itna achha memory hai. Suppose till person dies, they have very good memory. Then next life, at least some 5%, okay, some deterioration may be there. Thoda ud jata hoga, memory. But kuch to yaad rehna chahiye. Aisa kaise, how is it possible that everything is forgotten in my next life? This is also arrangement of the Lord. He arranges that we forget our previous life and we start a fresh life. You may say, this is to cruelty. Ye to cruelty ho gaya. Lord is so cruel. How is it possible that he makes us forget everything? Arey, what if in this life I was a billionaire and I was very brilliant. I used to write software programs left, right and center. And then I died. Then next life I should remember, no, how to write software. No. We don't remember. Why? Because if we have memory of our previous lives, we will be miserable. Think about it. If you remember that in previous life, I was son of so-and-so Birla. Uska beta tha main. Roj subeh utke must, I used to enjoy good food, good life, like that. And in this life, you're born in some, very, very basic, lower middle class family. Now, if you remember that you were that, will you be happy? You may go and approach, hey, I was your son or, I was your father when I died. They will never accept you and you will just be miserable because your previous life is gone. It's finished. If you have memory of that, you'll be miserable. So even the fact that we don't have memory of previous life is Lord's arrangement. And in this life, what we remember and what we don't remember, this is also Lord's arrangement. It is actually a blessing for some people that they have bad memories. If we have had unpleasant experiences in our life and we keep on remembering them, we'll only be miserable. We can never be happy because we'll keep going back to that experience and becoming miserable. But if you have the ability to forget, okay, ho gaya. Move on, So that is actually a blessing of the Lord. So memory is also the gift of the Lord. We should never be proud of our ability to remember verses. Dekha, kaisa quote kiya verse. Sata sat ekdam. We should not be proud because at what point the Lord will take it away and embarrass us? We can never say. We shouldn't be proud that we have great ability to remember and quote. See, when we are giving lectures, if we quote verses from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavatam, devotees feel ki haan, kuch bona fide bol raha hai. Scripture se quote kar raha hai. So it is good to quote. If you don't, so we should have ego that, main dekhe bagar bolunga. Likho wahan pe. Write down the verse because if you forget, at least you can look at it. I remember once as a child, this is many years back, I was probably in 4th standard at that time. So that time I was a good public speaker. I used to give lectures, chota chota aisa kuch wo school mein jaise ye bachche log abhi kar rahe hai na, aisa type ka I used to do. So once I was selected from my school on Gandhi Jayanti on 2nd October. To give a read a poem, in Mani Bhavan over here, just next door. Mani Bhavan, it was called the Sonnet of Bapu. 14 lines ka poem. Sonnet is a 14 line poem. So I had prepared nicely. So ratta marke, achche se ratta marke gaya tha. So I was like supremely confident, I went for that thing. I went there. I didn't even carry the paper. Okay? And I went there and went and stood in front and I saw a nice large audience over there. And I forgot. And I forgot means us had tak forgot that I forgot the name of the poem also. The sonnet of Bapu. See, at least first line bola to kuch. See, others were encouraging me. Beta, pehla line bolo, aajayega, aajayega. Hale, completely memory was gone. Full apohanam cha. Pura ho gaya, apohanam ho gaya mera. I completely forgot even the topic of the poem and everyone is trying to encourage, come on beta, you can do it, you can do it. At one point, I started crying and I just went and I sat behind and I was crying throughout. After that, for 5 years, I never went on stage again. Hare Krishna, mere se nahi hoga ye. I was so afraid. So, we should never be proud. You know that, I know so many verses. You know, when bhajans are going on, for example, Brahma Samhita is going on. Many of us, we have heard Brahma Samhita for 10-15 years. So, ek part ho jata hai, sun sun ke part ho jata hai. But usme bhi na, apna pride nahi rakhna chahiye to show, you know, ki mujhe aata hai. Sab dekh rahe na, main, without dekhe, main bol raha hu Brahma Samhita. It is foolish. Why? If you don't remember, you open the, everything is there on the app, open the app, read and, you know, the purpose is to chant. The purpose is not to show off to everybody how much I remember Brahma Samhita. Ek verse part hai mere ko translation ke saath, not just it's foolishness. So we should understand that first, don't be proud of your memory, of your knowledge. Don't be proud. Second, don't be depressed that we can't remember. There are a lot of people who cannot memorize shlokas. They just don't have that. Wo vibhuti nahi hai unme. Nahi hota hai. To usse bhi apne wo depress nahi hona chahiye ki mujhe verses nahi hota hai. Koi baat nahi. Doesn't matter. Because as I said, it's not important to learn the verse. It is more important to understand the purport of the verse. What Prabhupada has said and what we can apply in our lives. If Paramatma will be more pleased, he will be happy to give you apohanam of verses if you have smriti of what the verse means in our life. You know, you may not remember man mana bhava mat bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Ye wo abhi bol bol ke hum log ko shayad memorize ho kisi kisi ko na ho. But if we understand the meaning, man mana, think of me, bhava mat bhakto, become my devotee, mad yaji, worship me. So if we follow what is there in the scripture, it is not important to memorize. If the super soul, if Paramatma decides, he will give you memory. If he decides, he will take it away. Punar mushika bhava will again become a mouse. With no situation, nothing will remember. So as age comes, anyway, as the hair becomes white over a period of time, you know, it starts, and we have to accept this, that this is going to happen to all of us at some point or the other. So like that. So everything is happening, whether forgetfulness or memory, both are happening by the will and the grace of Paramatma. If he decides, he will give you memory till you are 90. If he decides, he will take it away at 50. Do not be bewildered by both. So in this section of the Bhagavatam, as I said, Sukadeva Goswami, he is speaking on how there are two types of these Ashtanga Yogis. One is those who meditate on the universal form of the Lord. Okay, how many of you can relate to this, meditating on the universal form of the Lord? Please raise your hand. Meditate on the universal form of the Lord. How many can relate to this, can do this? Okay, there's one person who says he can relate to it. So, it is very, very difficult. Anyway, we'll come to that. And the others, he said, the slightly superior Ashtanga Yogis, they meditate on the Paramatma within the heart. Okay? Now, it is actually so very difficult. See, for theoretical understanding, for philosophical discussion, we speak about the yoga ladder. There is karma kand, then there is karma yoga, then there is dhyana yoga, there is ashtanga yoga, then there is bhakti yoga. We speak of the yoga ladder. In reality, how many people even know how to do karma kand? Kitne jan ko pata hai, karma kand mein kya kya karna hota hai? Anyone who knows what is to be done? We don't know. Acha, how many know? Gyan yoga matlab, okay, we know roughly. Study scripture scrutinizingly to understand what is matter, what is spirit, and who is the controller of both. This is jnana. How many of us have the ability to read scriptures? Practically, yeah? Matlab, scriptures padke usko properly understand karke, understanding that what is matter, what is spirit, and who is the controller of both. Understanding that who has the ability to do this? Very few, I am sure. There may be some in this crowd, but very few. Ashtanga yoga. One level is meditating on the universal form. There's a whole chapter describing universal form of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita also 11th chapter, whole chapter describes the universal form of the Lord. Still, can we conceive what is universal form? Full description is there. Kya dikkat hai? Nahi kar sakte. Bahut kathin hai. It's very difficult. So, even though there is a description given of the universal form or the impersonal Brahman, you know, people say that aham brahmasmi, that I am Brahman. We are not Brahman. We are we are spirit soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna. So we have the qualities of Brahman. We are also sat chit ananda. The soul is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. But I am not Brahman. I am coming from there, maybe. At the moment, you can say, coming from Krishna, but we are not Krishna. We are not the Supreme Lord. So, impersonal Brahman, which we say is, which has no material qualities, nirvikar, nirvishesh. Now, to meditate on something which is nirvikar, nirvishesh, again, same problem. Kaise kare? Kitna difficult hai, right? I mean, we talk about these things theoretically, philosophically, you can have big debates on this topic. You know, nirvisheshvad and this and that. But practically batao, is it possible for us to just meditate on this? Very difficult. Now, therefore, the higher one is described as Paramatma. Now, Paramatma is easier to describe. Universal form is very difficult, but Paramatma is very specific. Therefore, in this verse and the subsequent verses, right, we'll just quickly read the translation of these verses once more, where the description is given of the Paramatma. Okay, there are many descriptions in the subsequent stages also. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of descriptions of the beautiful form of the Lord. Okay, there is no shortage of that. Both hai. Okay, so in this verse we said, this verse, it says, yeah, that the personality of Godhead, measuring only 8 inches with 4 hands, carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, conch shell and club, respect. So, Shankh Chakra Gada Dhari. And in the purport you might have observed, those of you who were attentive, that depending on the combination of Shankh Chakra Gada Dhari, there are 4 things. मैथ्स जिसको याद है परम्यूटेशन कॉम्बिनेशन किसी ने पढ़ा होगा कभी किसी जमाने में इंजीनियरिंग में तो 4 चीज है तो परम्यूटेशन उसके 24 बनते हैं सो प्रभुपाद हैज नेम्ड बेस्ड ऑन विच यू नो ऑर्डर द शंख चक्र गदा पद्म कम देर आर 24 मैनिफेस्टेशंस प्रेजेंट इन ऑल ओवर द यूनिवर्स ओके सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट थिंग शंख चक्र गदाधारी देन सम मोर ब्यूटिफुल डिस्क्रिप्शंस आर गिवन In text 9, it is said, okay, pay attention. He says, his mouth expresses his happiness. So, with his slight smile, he gives happiness, okay. His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus. Nalini Ayata. Such beauty, Nalini Ayata Ikshanam. Sanskrit is such a beautiful language. For the word lotus, there are some, maybe, I don't know, some 2 dozen different words for lotus only. Nalini Ayata. Like the petals of a lotus. Ikshanam. His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus. And his garments, yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower. I don't know if we have kadamba flowers here, but kadamba flower is, you know, beautiful yellow, and you know, like the saffron of a kadama, and are bedecked with valuable jewels. Okay, his garments, his ornaments all made of gold, set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. Then it is described in text 10, his lotus eyes are placed over the voles, his lotus feet are placed over the voles of the lotus-like hearts of great mystics. Okay, his feet are on the hearts of great mystics. On his chest is the Kaustubha jewel engraved with a beautiful calf, and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. Abhi, while this description is going on, some of you in your mind are seeing this form because it is practical. Right? You can see. A description is given like this. It is practical because we are having that kind of, not similar, but we also have a form like that. So we can easily conceive the form of the Lord. Then in text 11, it is mentioned that he is well decorated with an ornamental wreath about his waist and rings studded with valuable jewels on his fingers. His leglets, his bangles, his oiled hair curling with a bluish tint. And it, like that girl was, you know, ke ghungra le baal, you know, something she was singing, na, in the, that song was going on. So, ghungra le baal, you know, his curling hair. His oiled hair curling with a bluish tint, and his beautiful smiling face are all very pleasing, right? So this is the description given of the Paramatma in the next few verses. So remember that at least we can conceptualize that how the Lord looks by description given in the Bhagavatam, correct? But we devotees over here in this, you know, those of us who are somehow, मतलब किसी ने कान पकड़ के लेके आया, किसी ने हमको फंसा के लेके आया, प्रसाद के लालच से लेके आया, कैसे भी लेके आया हमको इस्कॉन के अंदर. But those of us who are fortunate enough to be connected to this movement, this great movement, we are having a privilege, very great privilege. What is the privilege? We have the privilege of knowing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a form. It's a very big thing that He has a form. We know how Krishna looks exactly. Descriptions are given in the Bhagavatam, in the Brahma Samhita, exactly describing how Krishna looks. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada, day before yesterday we celebrated His appearance day. We have to be so grateful to what Prabhupada has given to this world. It is not just He gave this ISKCON movement. He has given, within ISKCON movement, there are 50 different things He has given. One person in 10, 12 years has given so many things to the whole world. Ek ek karke apna wo khul raha hai wo, you know, khulasa ho raha hai, ek 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 ek. You know, slowly we are understanding. We don't even have appreciation of what Prabhupada has given. He painstakingly taught all His artistic disciples. He had a few disciples who were very artistic. So, see how Krishna also arranges. Krishna sent such people to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so grateful. He said that, you know, you are helping me to serve my Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada never thought that you are serving me. No, he was saying that I am servant of my Guru Maharaj and you are assisting me in my service to my Guru. So, when he saw that some disciples were artistic, good in drawing, painting, he painstakingly taught them that how to paint Krishna. And that description cannot be based on just, you know, mujhe aisa lagta hai Krishna. So once apparently one disciple who was not, you know, was very new, he or she painted, you know, Krishna and fighting, I think, with Chanur Mushtik. And they show Krishna with very, you know, bulging muscles, aisa biceps, shoulders, tricep, vice-versa, bulging, crack muscles. Prabhupada said, this is nonsense, nikalo isko. Krishna looks like a young, you know, like here also it is described, no, in this verse, that, you know, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes that he's like a young boy, you know, 15-year-old boy, good looking, but no, it's a massive muscles, it's like a very young, beautiful body. So Krishna looks like, so Prabhupada painstakingly taught his disciples how to paint Krishna. Baby Krishna kaise paint karna hai? Young Krishna, boy Krishna kaise paint karna hai? Teenage Krishna kaise paint karna hai? And even 125 year old Krishna, who is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna on the battlefield, how to paint. Everything to the last detail was given by Prabhupada. So he taught his disciples how to paint Krishna, how to paint Krishna's expansions, Mahavishnu, all these paintings that we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, all these are done by the disciples of Prabhupada. Someone took the pain to describe the Lord, His expansions, His energies, His devotees. Because someone took those pains, today, all over the world, whenever someone wants, kisi ka bhi Gokulashtami, Janmashtami, jo idhar raste pe jo celebrate karte hai, poster dalte, poster kiska rehta hai? ISKCON ka rehta hai? Someone writes an article about, you know, they write, you know, like, it's very interesting, on social media, time to time, ek aata hai, you know, Bhagavad Gita in 3 minutes. One line on each chapter. The content is utter nonsense. Kuch bhi, matlab kahin se bhi, kuch bhi philosophy maarte hai. But Bhagavad Gita ka brand. Bhagavad Gita is a brand. No, everyone knows Gita. So I can give my philosophy, just to, you know, get some good likes on social media, give my philosophy, use ISKCON pictures. Photos of ISKCON se lenge. Lekin ISKCON ka Bhagavad Gita ka koi naamo nishan nahi hai. It's amazing, na? What people do. But anyway. So because Prabhupada taught us how Krishna looks, how Srimati Radharani looks, how the Gopas of Vrindavan look, how Agasur looks. Imagine those paintings, they are windows into Vrindavan. We don't have access to Vrindavan. वो जो लीला हुआ 5200 साल पहले हुआ था, but today sitting here we can see that what Agasur looked like by just looking at these paintings, right? And in our scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam or Brahma Samhita, you know, there are very elaborate descriptions given about the beauty of the Lord. Like we chanted Brahma Samhita in the morning. Venum kvanantam arvindam dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam budasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So, here Brahma is describing the beauty of Krishna. Right? Who is Brahma? Brahma is creator of this universe. All these bodies, all these intelligence, whatever, all the design has been done by Brahma. He is the most intelligent person in the universe. His entire body is made of only intelligence. Our body is made up of gross elements, right? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. But his body is made of only intelligence. Subtle body only made of intelligence. So he is full intelligence personified. So when the most intelligent person in the universe describes the beauty of Krishna, what do? We listen. So here's what he says. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute. Okay? So, Krishna, one of the beautiful, one of his madhuri, he has, Krishna has 64 qualities. Out of those 64, 4 are special, vishesh, which even Lord Narayan doesn't have. There are 4 things that are special about Krishna, that even Paramatma Narayan doesn't have. What are those? One of them is Venu Madhuri. When Krishna plays the flute, it is so enchanting. It is so powerful that anyone who is anywhere is immediately attracted. They have no control over themselves. They have to listen. They have to come to that point where Krishna is playing his flute. His flute is so beautiful. Adept in playing on his flute. With blooming eyes like lotus petals. Beautiful eyes, right? Kamala Nayana. He has such beautiful eyes. And with those eyes, he gives sidelong glances. And those sidelong glances are so attractive. The moment someone sees. And this is Krishna's unique ability, it is described when he was holding Govardhan. For 7 days, 7 nights he was holding Govardhan. Now you have to understand that Indra, he tried to do what? When Indra sent the Samvartaka clouds and the rains, he was trying to kill the Brajavasis. He was very clear. He was so angry that they stopped worshipping me and they were worshipping Govardhan at the behest of this small boy. Ab thik karta hu inko. And he sent these rains to kill them. So now you imagine, Krishna, he always says, Name Bhaktya Pranashyati. My devotee shall never perish. He is given this promise in the Gita. So obviously that applies to everyone. All devotees it applies. But those who are his dearest devotees, of all the devotees, the Brajvasis are dearest to him. Matlab, kisi ko marna to maro, Brajvasiyon ko marne gaya. So you can imagine, right? But still, Krishna forgave Indra. You can imagine, no, that after such a big thing, you know, I remember once Jagannath Prabhu, one of our brahmacharis, he had given this beautiful analogy. He says, suppose you are chairman of a company. Suppose, may not, but suppose you are chairman of a company. Bade company ka chairman hai. Now you have called all your, you know, top leaders to your house for big, you know, event. And one of the managers is not invited. He becomes very envious. And he sets fire to the house. Bahar se sab, you know, ghar ko jala deta hai. So somehow agar wo chairman bach ke nikla along with all the people and he comes to know that this person has done it. Pahila kaam kya hoga? What is the first job that the chairman will do? Pahile to job se dismiss karega. Baad mein, karawahi baad mein hogi. Pahila job se nikalo isko. Remove him from job. Right? But you imagine when Indra has done this, he realizes his mistake. After 7 days he realizes his mistake and he comes and then he begs forgiveness from Krishna. Krishna is thoda khafa hai unse, but he forgives. Okay, chal jao. Go back, do your service. Why? So it is described, Acharya has described that one of the reasons that Krishna is so compassionate, obviously, he is so compassionate that he says, okay, chalo, you are my devotee, I forgive you, go. But one of the reasons is because for 7 days, 7 nights, he got to spend time with his devotees. No interruption. Otherwise, all the devotees every day when they see Krishna, in the morning when Krishna, you know, when Yashoda Mai is doing his alankar, dressing him nicely, before he has to go to, with the calves he's going and the gopas he's going to the forest. So before that she decorates him. But she does decoration very slowly. Bahut time leke karti hai. She doesn't do fast. It comes slowly. And vahan se all the gopas are calling Krishna, chalo, Kana, chalo, nikalne ka time ho gaya, chalo. And Kana is saying, Maya, thoda jaldi karo, log wait kar rahe. She said, haan, kar rahe. Slowly she puts one, you know, ek, unko earring dala, pair mein, pendant slowly. And then the boys start putting pressure. Ki, dek, abhi tu nahi nikla, to hum log nikal rahe, and we'll not play with you. Hum tere saath nahi khelenge. And Krishna, Supreme Lord, Creator of entire universe, he is becoming desperate. Maya, chodo, jana hai jaldi. So Maya doesn't want to leave him. Because she feels, abhi chala gaya, sham tak wo nahi aayega. Till evening he is not going to be there. I'll miss him. The gopis are seeing him walking towards the forest. They have tears in their eyes that, we will not get his darshan now till evening. You know? And in the evening, the gopas are getting desperate. Because once he comes back home, gopas are feeling, now where is Krishna? Abhi to, abhi Krishna dikhi nahi rahe. Abhi kal subhi tak nahi darshan hoga. So much love they have for him. They are missing him all the time. They are always in separation from him. So for 7 days, 7 nights, no separation. Everyone is looking at Krishna. And Krishna has this unique ability of looking at everyone. And everyone feels they are looking at only them. Isn't it amazing? Like, you know, imagine like, you know, person is sweeping an audience while speaking, right? As speaking, you keep sweeping the audience, looking at this side, you keep looking at. What if a person gets the feeling of looking at only me? It's weird, right? But where it is Supreme Lord, when Krishna looks at us, it's a very different feeling. See, when we stand in front of Radha Gopinath, a particular angle, a particular spot, where you can feel that Gopinath is looking at us. Jyada time nahi dekh sakte hum log. We cannot even look at Krishna in the eye because we know what our heart is. Hriday mein kya bhara hua hai, kachra bhara hua hai, humko hi malum hai. Unko bhi malum hai. So it's very difficult. But the pure devotees of Brajvasis are so happy that Krishna is looking at me. So with his eyes like lotus petals, he's giving sidelong glances to everybody. He has a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds. Right? Sundarangam, right? So it's a very beautiful body tinged with the color. His color is like the clouds, the blue clouds that we see in monsoon. Ghanasham Sundara, Sridhara, right? He is so beautiful that we can see, you know, that his bluish clouds like that. And his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. So, cupids, you know, in this material world we say Kamadev. What is the impact of Kamadev? No explanation needed. Sabko pata hai. What is impact of Kamadev? One Kamadev. Here it is mentioned, Brahma is saying millions of cupids. Matlab, ek cupid hi millions ke liye bahut bhari padta hai. Billions ke liye. Aise millions of cupid ke liye, ek Bhagwan Shyam Sundar bhari padte hai. He cannot even tolerate the beauty of Krishna. It is described that when Cupid saw Krishna, he fainted. The beauty of the Lord is so excessive because we have material eyes. We cannot see. We cannot see Krishna. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna, he said that, can you show me this Virat Rupa? Mane unhe kahi suna hoga, kahi padha hoga, ki ek Virat Rupa karke hota hai. He might have heard somewhere. So he was just curious that can you show me, I would like to see Virat Rup. So Krishna says, okay, I'll give you the eyes to see. Now Arjuna is already pure devotee. Unko kya eyes? Because even to see that, jaise wo 3D picture chal raha hai, wo dekhne ke liye 3D chashma lagta hai. Nahi to nazar samajh mein nahi aata, it looks all weird. But you wear 3D chashma, everything is clear. So same way that to see the beauty of Krishna, we don't have eyes. You know, we chant, no? That, what is that? Premanjana churita bhakti bhakti vilochanena. Prema anjana, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. So, unless our eyes are anointed with love for Krishna, we can't see, we can't appreciate his beauty like that. So, he's speaking like that. Then, another verse. Alola chandra kalasad vanamale vamsi. Ratnangadam pranaya keli kalavilasam, shamam tribhanga lalitam niyata prakasham, govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So he says, I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers. Look at the poetic language, okay, that Brahma is using. Around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers. So as Krishna is walking, his garland is also going like this. Garland of forest flowers. Beautified with the moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments. Who always revels in pastimes of love. So another vibhuti or special, you know, madhuri of Krishna. Sweetness of Krishna is Leela Madhuri. The pastimes of Krishna is so sweet. We cannot even imagine that, you know, like I think yesterday, day before yesterday, somebody was mentioning that we cannot imagine Lord Narayan's pastimes where, you know, someone just comes and climbs on Krishna, on his shoulder. Ki you lost, aaj game mein tu hara. You take me on my shoulder from this point to that point. You can't imagine someone jumping on Narayan's back, no? Not wo mood hi nahi hai. But Krishna is so sweet that he allows this. Can you imagine? He is the source of Narayan also. But still, he allows his devotees to fight with him. Jhagda karte unke saath. You know? Such sweetness is there in Krishna's pastime, we cannot imagine. You know, we are talking about the description of Krishna, There is a story that Vishwaroop Prabhu had once told. I'll say that. It's not related, but still it's very beautiful. So I'll say it. There was one, once what happened, I mentioned, no, that the Gopas would also feel separation from Krishna in the evenings because pura din saath mein hai, phir abhi Krishna ka darshan kal subah hoga. So once Shridama, who is the brother of Srimati Radharani, he came to Krishna and he told Krishna, Krishna, bas abhi aur nahi ho raha hai. I cannot tolerate separation from you at all. So Krishna says, but we are together. No, he says, yeah, we are together, but in the evening and night we are not together. I will die. I can't tolerate separation from you anymore. I must see you in the night also. I must be with you. At least I must be able to see you. So Krishna becomes very grave. He goes to Yashoda Mai and he tells Yashoda Mai, Maya, problem hai. Kya problem hai? Mujhe ek painting bana ke do. Kya painting? Mere khud ka ek painting bana ke do. So Yashoda Mai says, usme kya dikkat hai? Take a white paper, take a black brush, thoda aisa ghumao, ban gaya tumhara painting. So Krishna says, kya hai? You know, ek to my friend here is about to die in separation and you're making jokes like this? She says, okay, okay, chalo, I'll make a painting for you. So she calls one gopi called Chitra Sakhi. Chitra Sakhi or Chitra Lekha Sakhi, Chitra Sakhi. So he calls her, she calls her and she says, can you make a painting of Krishna and give? Because she was very good at painting. So she is very happy. Arre kya badhiya seva mila hai. Very good. So apna sab saman waman leke aati hai, baithti hai. And she closes her eyes and she tries to meditate and paint. Now when she is painting, she is seeing like, you know, like a film aisa ghumta na. Ek ke piche ek, you know, khat 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 khat. She is seeing different images of Krishna. She is not able to fix कि एक इमेज कृष्णा का बैठे जो मैं देख के उसको पेंट कर सकूं उसको बैठ ही नहीं रहे. She's not able to do it. So she tries very hard. The harder she tries, the more difficult it becomes for her. She's struggling. So she goes and confides in some other gopi. And she says that, अरे देखो यशोदा मई ने इतना बढ़िया सेवा दिया है, कृष्णा का पेंटिंग करना है. But मेरे से हुई नहीं रहा. I'm not able to make the painting only. My mind is not able to concentrate on Shyam Sundar. So how I make painting? So then she asks her, did you take permission of Radharani? She said, नहीं यार ये तो गलती हो गया. So then she goes to Radharani and she says that, oh Radha, I have this service given by Yashoda Mai to make painting of Lord Krishna. I seek your blessings and permission. So Radharani is very happy. Yes, yes, please, please. And then she is able to make a very beautiful painting of Krishna. So this is the beauty of Krishna, Krishna's Leela. It is so sweet. Krishna's pastimes of love, his love with the Brajvasi, it is so attractive. Because Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas have described it, we are able to enjoy it. Yeah, na? Whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundara, Gopinath also has a threefold bending form, right? Is eternally manifest. So Krishna's Tribhanga Sundara form is so beautiful that Rupa Goswami gives warning. You know, wo statutory warning rehta na. Waisa statutory warning dete hain that if you are very attached to your material life, agar aapko apne parivar wale, apna business wagera se bahut jyada aapko lagav hai, बहुत अट्रैक्शन है उसका. प्लीज डू नॉट गो टू द बैंक्स ऑफ यमुना एट बंसी वट वेयर कृष्णा गोविंदा इज स्टैंडिंग इन थ्री फोल्ड बेंडिंग फॉर्म प्लेइंग हिज फ्लूट. वहां जाओगे तो सब भूल जाओगे. विल फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग, राइट? बिकॉज हिज थ्री फोल्ड बेंडिंग फॉर्म इज सो ब्यूटिफुल टू ऑब्जर्व. सी व्हेन वी सी गोपीनाथ, नो, वी शुड सी इन दिस वे. एटलीस्ट वी शुड ट्राई. हमारा आंख नहीं है, लाइक आई सेड, वी डोंट हैव द आईज टू सी द ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्णा. बिकॉज वी रियली सॉ द ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्णा, वी वुड ऑल्सो फेंट. क्यूपिड फेंटेड, हम क्या चीज है, वी विल ऑल्सो फेंट. बट यू नो, सीइंग द थ्री फोल्ड बेंडिंग फॉर्म, सो ब्रह्मा इज एक्सप्लेनिंग ग्रेसफुल थ्री फोल्ड बेंडिंग फॉर्म. सो दीज डिस्क्रिप्शन दैट आर देयर, श्रीमद भागवतम 9.24.65, कृष्णाज फेस इज डेकोरेटेड विद ऑर्नमेंट्स सच एज इयररिंग्स रिजेम्बलिंग शार्क्स. यू नो वट इज दैट, वो कौन सा अभंग है, वट कुंडल, मकर कुंडल, You know, Tukaram Maharaj says, na, Makara Kundal. So he has earrings resembling sharks. Kya description hai, right? It is amazing. His ears are beautiful. His cheeks are brilliant. Krishna's cheeks are brilliant. His smile is attractive to anyone. It is described his nose is like a sesame flower. Matlab, kya description dete hai Bhagavatam mein? You know, it is so vivid that it is easy for us to imagine the beauty of Krishna. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. Nityotsav. In this verse it is said Nityotsav. It is like a whoever comes in front of Shri Radha Gopinath and sees their form. Nityotsav. It is a daily festival. Why do you think every day people come? People who stay nearby, many of them come every day. Roj vahi Gopinath, vahi Radharani, vahi Gaurnitai. Kya matlab? No, Nityotsav. Jitna deko utna kam, Nityotsav. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. But, the devotees are angry at the creator. Who is the creator? Brahma. Devotees are angry at the creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of the eye. Jab Bhagwan ka darshan le rahe hai, aisa aankh blink hota hai. It is an involuntary action. So the pure devotees, they cannot even tolerate that one microsecond where the eye is blinking. This is the description that is given of the Lord, right? So by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, whose appearance we celebrated on Friday, we don't have to struggle our way through a spiritual path, trying desperately to understand jnana, trying to practice jnana, universal form. Paramatma is also, description is given, but still, to meditate on Paramatma within the heart, it's not that you can keep your eyes and keep a picture of Paramatma in front and meditate. No. You have to meditate on Parma, you have to go within, you have to control your senses, bahut kuch mehnat karna padta hai. To itna sab struggle karne ka koi jarurat nahi. Thanks to what Srila Prabhupada has given us, we can appreciate, we can enjoy, and we can feast upon the beauty of the Lord. We can feast upon the, koi aapko koi bolne, kitna time se khade, hato na yahan se. You can stand here whole day and take darshan also. No one is stopping you. It's a feast, right? You can feast on the beauty of the Lord. We can feast on His qualities. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't give only description of Lord's beauty. There is description of Lord's qualities. How merciful He is. Putana came to kill Him, to poison Him. You know, that day during Prabhupada's appearance day or something, I don't know who, I think Brajbhari Prabhu mentioned, I don't know who it was, that, you know, Putana came to kill Krishna. I think Dwarkadish Prabhu mentioned, yeah. Putana came to kill Krishna, yet he gave her the position of Dhatri in the spiritual world. Matlab, position of mother practically. To whom? To one who came to kill him. Then what position he'll give to those who really are serving him with love? Well, already kangal ho gaye. Sab to de diya, abhi baakiyon ko kya denge? But this is Krishna. These are his qualities. He is so merciful. Right? His pastimes, we already discussed. The Lord's pastimes are so wonderful. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a nidhi hai. It's like a treasure house. Kahin pe bhi uthao, kuch bhi padho. The Lord's pastimes. His holy names. Krishna has, we can appreciate, enjoy and feast on the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Krishna has given us His holy names. He has entered into His holy names also. Like we don't fully appreciate beauty of the Lord, we don't fully appreciate the holy name also. But if we chant sincerely, taking full shelter, like the Lord will reveal His beauty, His form, He will reveal His form through the holy name also. Prabhupada has given us this. He has given us the ability to enjoy and feast on Krishna Prasad coming very soon. Right? So Krishna Prasad also, we can relish all these things amidst the blissful association of all the devotees. And we can go back to Godhead in this very lifetime where we can have eternally the blissful association of Krishna. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. See, the Bhagavatam has description of everything. It has description little bit of karma, kanda, it has description of jnana, ashtanga yoga on universal form, ashtanga yoga on paramatma. But the essence of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. So, we can meditate on these wonderful pastimes, on this wonderful holy name and make our life perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Do we have time for questions? Okay, we can take one or two questions if anybody has. All right. So everyone is very focused ki abhi itna sab Krishna Prasad. I want to relish Krishna Prasad. So thank you very much. But we'll have nice kirtan before we go for a prasad. So everyone just attend kirtan and then go for prasad. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Om.
Namo Vishnu Padaya.